Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
Oh, my gosh. I thought that I was crazy when I started doing this. And now it's trending today that you're not supposed to say, hey, guys, or like refer to a group of people as guys.
Okay. Is it sexist then? So I'm excluding people when I say guys?
Yeah. So here's what's going on. It's Anna and Raven. So now that everything is on Zoom calls, everybody's super hyper aware of what people are saying.
Right.
So very common is you say, hey, guys, you walk into a room. Now, I realized this in my Zumba classes because years ago, I remember thinking my class is primarily all women. Why do I always say, hey, guys?
Right.
It doesn't make sense.
So what do you say instead?
So I started changing, and now I say, hey, ladies, or like hey, everyone.
Okay.
I say things like that. But this has become a big issue in the workplace now because they're saying that the problem with using, quote unquote, guys is that it's a masculine word, and it's giving men the attention of being superior in the workplace.
What if you walked into your room, your class, and you said, hey, girls, would that be like, because now it's like an age thing almost?
I don't like to say girls either.
Well, how are we supposed to navigate all this? Because ladies feels like, okay, it's okay for you to say, but what if I said, hey, ladies, and I walked into a class?
Well, as long as you said, hey, ladies, and you didn't say, hey, ladies. No, but it would sound more like this if it was you. Hey, ladies.
It's tricky. I mean, it's funny. I do, when I run into a couple, I always say, hey, guys.
Right.
Wow.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? So give me an example then. What am I supposed to do if I run into a couple?
Okay. So if you run into anyone and you want to say, your first reaction is to say, hey, guys, which for a lot of us it is.
All right.
These are the alternatives that you can use in the workplace or your regular life.
Give it to me.
Hey, team.
All right.
Hey, crew.
Okay. That's a little bit better.
Hey, y'all. Hey, y'all sounds very Southern.
Yeah, it feels a little Southern.
Hey, folks. No, that
feels corny.
Yeah,
that's
hey,
older.
Folks. That's,
now I'm going to write a letter to the editor.
Hey, people.
Okay, feels generic, but not offensive, I suppose.
Hey, peeps. No, don't say that one. Don't say hey, peeps.
That's actually on the list?
Yeah, it's on the list.
Man, yeah. Under hey, people.
Right. I kind of want to cross that off here.
Okay.
Hey, y'all. No.
No, still.
No. Yeah.
It's a variation of all, and I don't feel it.
Hey, everyone.
Okay.
Feels impartial. I don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, pals. What if you don't even know these people?
Right.
Yeah.
Barely know them.
Right.
Met them once.
Hey, friends. I don't know about hey, friends, because like if you're in a workplace, like I don't even know you, and I find it a little bit odd that you think I'm your friend.
It's nice and welcoming. It's great if you're running the Boy Scout troop, but if you're walking into a group of adults that you just met, somebody's going to be like, pfft. They're just going to immediately. Pfft.
And there's one more on the list.
What's up?
Just say hey. Hey!
Right.
Hey!
Less is more. We didn't think of that one.
Right. That's sort of the route we went down the first way.
One sure way to get yourself not in trouble is to just keep your mouth shut.
You're right. Did you ever make up a word? What word did you make up? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. My daughter loves to play Scrabble only with my babysitter.
Okay.
And I think I know why.
Hmm.
Because my babysitter lets her get away with the fact that she makes up words all the time.
Oh, house rules. It doesn't have to be a real rule.
Right.
A real word, rather.
Well,
I do like house rules in certain games.
Yeah. Her whole thing is that if you can immediately say what the definition of the word is, then it counts.
I see.
So Hayden has gotten, that's my 11-year-old, she's gotten very good at making up words. So we get home, we had gone out to dinner on Saturday, and they make a list of the words.
Okay.
And I'm looking over them, and I'm like, is she serious with some of these?
I mean, some of the stuff they let into the dictionary year by year, I would tend to agree. If there's a definition, it could be a combination of words or whatever. If it works, it works, right?
So I asked her to define some of these words.
Go ahead.
Hayden, what's a zip waxy?
It's a zooit rag.
Zooit rag. What is that?
It's like when you go to the zoo and they have like a really disgusting rag.
A zip waxy?
I thought it was zip waxy, but it is zoo it wag.
Zoo it wag.
Zoo it wag. That's dirty.
A little bit of a stretch, but I understand the dirty rag that they take from place to place. And I'm not pointing out zoos. They do this at restaurants before this and all that. Like they walk these things from table to table. They wipe every table with that.
That's a zoo it wag.
Can't do it right now, but you know what I'm saying. They always do that, and that's a zoo it rag.
Yeah.
With that, I might sign off.
Okay. What is a piantum?
It's not a thing. It's when you want pie.
Okay, how do I pronounce this word?
A banquet.
What's a banquet?
It's when you go to like a royal banquet and there's like all ducks there that just say quack, quack, quack.
That seems more like cartoonish, that one there.
Banquet.
Yeah, banquet seems more cartoonish. Could be an interesting cartoon.
I think a banquet is when you go to like a political gala, right? And it's just filled with banquets.
They just quack all night?
Yep.
They quack all night. There's no real action, but there's a lot of quacking.
Right, exactly.
I get what you're saying.
Yeah, one more.
One more. How about the, what's this?
Sayun Yarna.
What is Sayun Yarna?
You're saying Yarna. Sayun Yarna. You're saying Yarna.
Wait a minute. What's Yarna?
I'm
just, if I'm saying that, but it's coming out wrong, I need to know what that first part means.
What?
Sayun Yarna.
Yeah.
What? You're saying Yarna.
Oh, that one I don't get. I
that one
give
is
her
strange.
That. I wouldn't get her that. What is yours have you ever made up?
I'm not really a word make up guy, but what I will do is I'll drop a word right in a place where it doesn't belong at all.
You do that all the time.
Yeah, the funny thing is that in my mind, I think if I just zoom past it, nobody even recognizes it. I think I'm fooling half of the world.
Uh-huh.
All right, so example here, yesterday morning. If you become a volcano, the slightest thing could make that manta break, and all of a sudden there's lava everywhere. Yeah, it's mantle. All right. Or Magna. It's one of those things, but it's definitely not Manta. The only thing I know that has to do with Manta is Manta Ray. If you become a volcano, the slightest thing could make that Manta break, and all of a sudden there's lava everywhere. And right after that, you were just like, Anna and Raven, you just kept going.
Because I'm you so acted used like... to doing it. I'm so used to you just making up words.
But when you do that for me, I feel like I fooled you.
Right.
I've gone right by. Look at how smart she thinks my vocabulary is.
1-800-330-9999. What's the last word you made up? Sometimes you just make up words and then you roll with it. You're like, hey, I made it up. It's a word now.
Sometimes you need a word that, you know, you're looking for the one and it just won't come to mind. So you put your own in there and it just works out.
It's Anna and Raven. 1-800-330-9999. What word did you make up? This came up because my 11-year-old daughter Hayden was playing Scrabble and she kept making up words like this.
Okay. What is a piantum?
It's not a thing. It's when you want pie.
Okay.
But this is my favorite.
How do I pronounce this word?
A banquet.
What's a banquet?
It's when you go to like a royal banquet and there's like all ducks there that just say quack, quack, quack.
Right.
Man. You know, when I was in high school, it wasn't me that made up the word, but there was like another group of friends. They started using the word truh. Right?
Okay.
And it's basically the word true with the E off of it.
All right.
So what it means is like when you're blatantly telling a lie and the person knows, and instead of saying, oh, that's true, you say truh. Truh.
Okay.
And it sounds crazy, but it wildly caught on.
Yeah.
To the point where it was common word, like in my high school.
I mean,
people say it all the time. It's just, like you're lying.
Okay.
Truh.
Well,
truh.
I mean, I see how it would work.
Yeah.
And it does. It's the signal that I know that you're lying.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, if you take the E off of T R U, I'm pretty sure it's still pronounced true.
No.
Yeah.
It's truh.
Okay.
Yeah.
If
I mean,
you say
I know.
So.
Because that was our word.
Because you said it.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, I made up the word. I ordered that jumpsuit from China, tie-dye jumpsuit.
Yes, yes.
I wore it to work yesterday, but it was supposed to be like this cotton, but it was this weird fabric, and I made up, I call it polythuron.
Polythuron.
But it turns out that's not a real word.
No.
I just made that up.
Well, it could be a real product. I don't think it breathes very well.
No.
That says to me it's weatherproof,
right.
Basically. It's not permeable by water.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What word did you make up?
Hi. The word is sunspected. It's a combo when my wife thinks our boys are lying to her. One day she said, she meant to say that she's suspected they were lying about whether or not they were drinking, and she said suspected.
Right.
Now it's what we say.
Right. Suspected that he's been lying.
Whenever they have something
exactly.
hidden, right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Did you make up a word?
Yes, but I had made it up in Italian. I used to live in Italy. The word was colonzo, a combination of colazione, which means breakfast, and pranzo, which means lunch. It was to translate the word brunch.
Nice.
I was on a military base. I was going to medical school. Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, the officers' club wanted to get the Italians to come in for brunch. So they said, Abbiamo, we have colanzo. We have brunch.
That is smart. I'm not going to be honest. I'll start using that, too. Colanzo. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What word did you make up?
I made up the word orca wear.
Orca wear?
Orca wear. What's that?
Those are the clothes that I only wear when I've gained a few pounds or when I'm really bloated.
Oh, yeah.
It's basically saying that I'm as big as a whale.
But it sounds like a brand, right? When you're not ready for it, it kind of catches you off guard.
I think my jeans are orca wear right now.
Yeah.
How did you come up with that? You just made it up?
I made it up with my girlfriends one night. We were talking about how Shamu always looks slim, even though he's a whale. And I was like, I got it. Orca wear.
There you go.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. It's the neoprene look to the whale. I understand.
Yeah.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. If you ruin your son's wedding by screaming at the bride during her vows, that is all I need to know about you.
During the vows?
Yeah.
That's a strange time to do it.
Oh my gosh, a wedding video is going viral right now. And during the vows, the bride says something about her groom's flaws, right?
Okay.
And the mom clearly isn't having it, and this is what happens.
You're not
going to
say my son has flaws.
Well, you can leave.
Perfect.
No,
sorry,
I don't
have to
leave.
Sorry.
You're not
going to
ruin my
day. You are not going to say my son has flaws.
Everybody has flaws, and that's why I love them. You can leave,
yeah.
Judy.
Like, you don't have flaws.
You can leave.
You can get out of my wedding now.
I'm not leaving. That dress you're wearing, I'm paid for.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
That sounded like the groom telling his mother that she could leave, too.
They're both telling her to leave.
Bye.
If you
Bye, Judy.
Right, Judy, get out of the wedding.
Get out of here, Judy.
Judy, you're literally ruining the greatest day of their life.
Judy, it's a joke when they're just referencing flaws.
Right, everybody has flaws. If you're that mom.
I'm just going to say there's probably a backstory to this.
Can you imagine? But can you imagine I edited it because it was really long, but there's so much nervous laughter until people realize, oh my gosh, this is happening
really
for real.
Right. This isn't a play. We're not at one of those dinner theater presentations.
This is actually going on. Right. If your mother-in-law is interrupting your vows, that is all I need to know about you. And if I were her, run! Run so fast.
Good luck.
Yeah.
Good luck. If the paperwork's already filed, it'll make no difference. Still got to wait 90 days.
I can't. That is a nightmare.
If your storm preparation includes just rolling the grill closer to the house so it won't blow into your bushes like it does every big storm, that's all I need to know about you. I'm looking around the yard and I'm like, do I really feel like picking this stuff up? No, I'll just make it heavier.
Right.
That's what
I did.
But one thing that happens every time there's a big storm, my grill ends up like in these bushes. It rolls right off my patio into these bushes. So all I did was roll it next to my house a little bit closer.
I guess that makes sense. Like, what else are you going to do?
And then I have like one of those gazebos there. All I did was make it heavier because I'm not taking the top off. Let's face it. If you've ever put one of those tops on, it's a real pain. So I just hope it makes it.
Oh, your gazebo's not making it.
Yeah, I'm hoping it does. I put weights around the edges, like more weights around it.
We're looking at wind gusts between 30 and 50 miles per hour.
Yeah.
I don't know if your gazebo's going to make it. I think having a gazebo right now is really rolling the dice.
It's 12 by 12 too, so it'll catch some wind, man.
Oh,
it could end up a town over.
It's definitely going to be far away.
Look out, people. Now that the weights are attached, if that thing does take off, somebody might get killed.
Gosh. Awful.
I'm telling you.
1-800-330-9999. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Five things you need to know about the storm hitting us today. It's Anna and Raven. You ready for it, Raven?
I'm ready, man. Give it to me. Big time dramatic stuff going on here today.
Yep. Number five. That seemed extensive.
Well, you know, I mean, I wanted to give you something to work with.
The pronunciation. Isaías. Here we go.
Isaías.
That's how you say it. Isaías. Isaías.
Are we sure that she knows how to say it?
She knows how to say it.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, they've been naming these storms since 1953, and there's an actual international committee at the World Meteorological Organization that comes up with the names, and the names are already set and in order until 2025. So... The next storm, if it's big, will be Josephine.
Yeah.
And fun fact for you, if you're a Frozen fan, Disney fan, next year, 2021, Anna and Elsa are both on the list. And because it's A&E, there's a really good chance there's going to be two hurricanes, Anna and Elsa.
Okay, right.
I wonder if it'll be
an ice storm.
How often
does this committee meeting meet, and basically? I mean, if they're going for 5 years out with the names, it seems like they come together like once every decade.
Maybe. I don't know. They've been doing it since 1953.
Wow.
I kind of want to be, I want that to be my job, though.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. Number four thing you need to know, wind and power outages. Isaias was a hurricane, but it's been downgraded to a tropical storm. Now, like, don't think that, okay, that means that things are going to get better. That storm is packing 140 mile per hour winds, so it's obviously still not a joke, but we're going to see winds between 30 and 55 miles per hour, but there are some areas that are going to get gusts up to 70 miles per hour.
Oh, my gosh.
And we're talking about some serious power outages. Long Island, Connecticut are anticipating hundreds of thousands of power outages, and crews have already been called in for help.
Well, I don't like the sound of that part.
No, definitely not. Carolina's got real hit. They have, like, at least, I think the last I read was like 300,000 people without power.
Sure, sure. And a lot of water, that's for sure.
Well, bringing us to number three, the rainfall.
Yeah.
Yeah, you hear the hurricane and tropical storms, what's kind of rainfall. The interesting thing about this storm is that it's so fast. So we're going to see between 2 and 4 inches of rain depending on where you are, but it'll be so fast that it's going to dump the water like at such an alarming rate that there's going to be flash flooding and coastal flooding will be an issue.
Blow up the dinghy. I'll be ready.
Don't get in a boat.
I mean, in my yard.
In your yard?
In your yard, right. And then have it tied to something, moored. I believe
How
that's what they call it.
Before you think the news people, like all the weathermen.
Oh, they're already out there.
They're in kayaks on the street.
They're out there right now in the windbreakers. And they're ready to be, you know, blowing sideways. They live for that.
Number two thing you need to know about this storm, tornadoes.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, gosh. Like, what? Like, nobody wants that. The way that it's coming up, there is an elevated chance and kind of a really good chance that there may be tornadoes up through the Jersey Shore and through the Sound. And there were confirmed tornadoes last night in the Carolinas, and they're confirming more as the morning goes on.
Keep an eye out, people.
I don't like that. And the number one thing you need to know this morning about this storm is obviously you're wondering, all right, well, when is all this going to happen? It's going to start getting bad around lunchtime, noon, but they're saying that the brunt of the storm is expected between 3 p.m. and 9 p.m., depending on whether it keeps on track.
Well, it'd be a good day to get out of work early, I guess, right? You don't want to be stuck on the highway dealing with that.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely not in a commute. They're actually saying check with you know, with your train and all that, too, because there might be a lot of cancellations.
Sure.
Here's the good news. Storm gone by late tonight. Tomorrow looks pretty nice.
Yeah, it's weird.
Right. Just got to get through the next 24 hours.
90 and sunny tomorrow.
Yeah.
Good luck, everybody.
I signed up for Noom. I saw so many of those Facebook ads, and I saw so many commercials on
TV. Oh, they are running a lot of commercials, man.
Yeah. This is not an endorsement for Noom. I'm just telling you this is what I'm doing. I have no I don't know if it works yet.
Okay.
I can only tell you what I've done so far. It's Anna and Raven. But what I have figured out is that my Noom coach, I don't like her.
Wait, is this like just a digital coach, or is it like an actual person you're supposedly chatting with back and forth? Because this is the thing, right? It's all change the mindset with Noom, isn't
it? Yeah. So if you're not familiar with Noom, it's like this new app that you're supposed to be able. It's like it's a diet. It's a way to lose weight. Mm-hmm. And I'm desperate because I can't get rid of this extra weight ever since I had the baby. So anyway, part of it is a psychological point.
I was going to say I think that's a driving part. Is I mean that's what I get from the person listening to the commercials
and understanding why you eat and why you make the choices you do.
Which, okay.
Like, I'm down for all that. I believe in all that.
Sure.
But they give you this personalized coach.
Yeah.
Now, you know me. I'm very black and white. I want you just to tell me what to do.
Concise.
And I'm going to do it.
Okay.
But this person who's
Do you want the secret elixir? That's what you want always. You want the magic formula.
Like, if I'm paying you to tell me how to lose weight.
Right.
Just tell me what to do. Like, that's what I want.
So,
right?
give me an example.
Here's the thing. So now we have this person who's our Noom coach, and it's supposed to be a real person that I text back and forth with and through the app, and you ask questions and all that. But the problem is that you ask something and they give you this shrink answer back that makes me so upset because I just want you to answer me.
Okay.
So she said, is there anything that you want to work on?
Yeah.
So I write, my biggest problem is weekends. I think I just want to drink and eat. During the week, it's easier to control with work and schedule, but it's harder on the weekends. Should I just drink vodka and skip food altogether?
And what was her response there?
Now, that's a real question I have.
Right. That's a serious question. Right. And there's some red flags there. Even if you're an Android system walking that, monitoring this, you know, there's certain things that should open other responses and files up. But what is it that your Noom coach actually said?
Kiana M. writes, LOL, that's a fun idea. My role as your coach is to help support you in developing habits and actions that support a healthy lifestyle.
That's a robot, man.
Okay.
Come on. That's not a person talking that way.
Wait, it gets better. What do you think needs to change when it comes to your weekends to help you move closer to your health goals? No!
She just David Caruso'd you.
Oh, my. Just tell me what to do.
David Caruso is when you repeat back the question to the other person.
Yeah.
In a different tone of voice. NYPD. Worked forever there.
Listen, diet.
NCIS.
Just tell me what I'm supposed to eat and drink in situations like
right,
this.
Right. Just tell me that, number one, I can't live on vodka alone.
Right.
Start with that statement there and then go from there.
Tell me just to have vodka on the rocks, one, right. And then eat a salad. Like, don't tell me, like, you know, figure it out.
What if I was somebody like me, more like me, was your Noom coach? Would you like to run some scenarios here?
Yes.
I could bounce some things off of you.
All right, Raven Noom coach.
Okay.
Number one, I'm going out to my favorite Mexican restaurant with all my skinny friends that don't gain any weight ever.
Yeah.
And I want to eat pork belly tacos and down 2 Casamigos margaritas.
Here's the thing.
What do I do?
Okay, so response being, actually, that sounds fun. LOL. No. Make sure you get extra guacamole and sour cream. That way you will spend the next 5 hours in the bathroom. Any calories you pick up will be quickly expelled from your body, and you'll go on feeling thin tomorrow. Today, indulge.
Kind of on board with that.
See?
Yeah.
Not too bad.
Yeah. Number two, my daughters only eat half their dinners. And despite the fact that I don't normally crave their chicken nuggets and frozen shoestring french fries,
yeah.
I haven't eaten in a week and I want to hide in my closet and shove them in my mouth with a bucket of barbecue sauce. What do I do?
First, don't pick up these things. Are they scraping their plates? They should be scraping the plates so the chicken nuggies go right into the trash. You wouldn't be as tempted if they were actually surrounded by broccoli crowns, different things that are in there, that gunk that you picked up out of the bottom of the sink and the strainer there. If you put it all on there, it's not going to be as attractive to you. Or have them leave it just riding around the house. If that's where they do it and you typically pick it up, leave it there for a couple days. Again, once the flies are on it, you're not going to want to stick it in your mouth.
So wait 4 days, and if I still want to eat the chicken nuggets rotting on the floor, then it's okay.
What? No.
Oh.
No, I didn't say that anywhere in that statement.
Okay. Last one.
Yeah.
I'm at work here in the studio, and some nice restaurant surprises us and brings us delicious bacon, egg, and cheeses. And my co-host, you, Raven,
mm-hmm.
immediately brings me one and tells me we have to eat them.
This actually happens. This is too close to home.
Because it happens all the time.
That one's really too real.
So what am I supposed to do when you hand it to me and you put it right in front of my face?
Throw it back on the ground and say, I don't need this sandwich. Just make sure the client isn't anywhere seeing you do that,
okay.
Because then somebody's feelings are going to be hurt. Right. And then I'm going to have to eat that smash sandwich anyways.
Right, it's true. Going to funerals is never great. Let's be honest. Like, you don't want to go to a funeral. When you have to go to a funeral, you always kind of dread it because it's sad. Let's be honest. But sometimes weird things happen at funerals. 1-800-330-9999. What's the strangest thing that you ever saw at a funeral?
I had to go to a memorial service just a few weeks ago. And, you know, first, it was kind of like a reunion in the fact that a lot of those people from that neighborhood, I don't see anymore, you know? We're all grown up now. We got different lives, that type of thing. It's 20, 30 years. And let's be honest, some of us were pretty much knuckleheads at that point in our life. But when we came together, obviously, to remember an old friend, there were some strange things that I saw. First off, the amount of muscle shirts in the place was alarming.
Yep.
So some of my friends have gotten it. Well, some of my friends have gotten terrible dad bods where they're just completely out of shape. And then some of the other guys from the neighborhood have gotten into this weird, like they're 50 now, but they're ripped, like 2% body fat. And so an old guy that's in shape never wears a shirt that's his size.
It's true.
It's always like 3 sizes small for him. And I get it, man. I can't talk you out of it. You're in great shape. You want the world to know. But it just seemed like a funeral, not the place.
Now, when
plus,
they
why
wear
is it white? It's not a wedding.
Well,
that was strange.
I think those shirts only come in black or white, but you would think for like, a funeral they would wear the black
one. It was like silken, though. It wasn't a regular tank top. It was like some sort of like you got a custom tank top here or something.
I always think it's strange when people wear like really short skirts to funerals.
Yes.
You know, like when they're like showing too much cleavage. It's like, I don't think this is the time for that.
They say that there's a lot of, you know, because the drinks after and the food, there's a lot of hookups after. Funerals.
Really?
I've actually heard that because people want to feel alive when
yeah.
they're feeling sad or whatever. And then the group photo where people are throwing gang signs in front of the coffin, that's a little bit strange too.
I think it's so weird when there's photo shoots and pictures at funerals. I think it's so strange.
Well,
it's
now
one
they,
thing like afterwards.
Yeah.
It's another thing like during the actual wake or during the actual funeral. To me, it seems so weird.
I mean, the thing now is like they're Facebook Living it or Zooming it. It's crazy.
Well, if you have to have a Zoom funeral because of what's happening in the world, that's a different story. But if you're doing it just for like fun.
Remember last year, though, when none of this was going on? That was already becoming a thing.
Ugh,
like people
it's
are
odd.
Videoing and live streaming them. I don't know.
I had the strangest thing happen where I was in a funeral procession. You know, like after when you hang the thing in the car and everybody puts on their hazards.
Sure,
and
you get the orange sign there, the yellow sign up front.
And then you follow to the
absolutely.
To the burial place. Well, I was in one of those processions. And, you know, you run all the red lights. And it's weird when you're driving because you're not really sure if it's legal.
Do I do it? Do I not do it?
Right. But there was a guy. He was stuck at a green light.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could understand his frustration because it was a long funeral procession. But as we were going through the red light in the procession, he was giving the finger to all of us.
I mean, how does that even feel good, man?
And I'm thinking
double
in my head,
fingers.
Double fingers.
You got to be 5 years old
and
for
all
that.
I'm like, you understand why we're doing this, right?
Right. You can see the black long car.
It was the strangest thing. I couldn't even react. 1-800-330-9999. What's the strangest thing that you saw at a funeral? 1-800-330-9999. What's the craziest, strangest thing you've ever seen at a funeral? Santa and Raven. Raven just went to a funeral where they were basically having a photo shoot in front of the coffin.
Yeah, and there was a lot of muscle shirts, man.
It was weird.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah. I mean, I get it. You're in shape and you're older and you should be proud of that. But, I mean, is that baby oil that you're wearing? Is that baby oil?
Not appropriate
what
for a wake.
What
I don't
is
think
that?
So. I was in a funeral procession where, like, the guy at the green light who had to wait for all of us to go through the light just kept giving us the finger. And it was the most awkward thing. So I'm like, you realize that we're following
right.
a dead body here, right? Like, you get what this is, right?
It's atrocious.
It's so awful.
Double middle fingers,
yeah,
too.
Double time.
Like you're 2 years old.
Right. I did provide some comic relief, I'm not going to lie. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Strangest thing you saw at a funeral.
Well, wasn't me, but my late husband used to work for a funeral parlor, and he had some pretty crazy stories, but probably the most bizarre thing was there was this woman that had passed. She was in her 80s. She had two daughters. After everybody had left the wake, the one daughter went over and she started to remove the rings off of her mother's fingers.
Oh my gosh.
Her sister saw her and went over and literally tackled her. They knocked the casket over.
Oh my God.
Their mom rolled onto the floor.
Oh, jeez.
My late husband and the other two people that were at the funeral parlor had to literally break them off and get them out. It was crazy, but I mean, people do strange things at funerals.
Yeah, you win. You are the winner.
Yeah, yeah.
If there is such a thing,
right.
You're the winner. Thank you for the
Thank
call.
Thank you. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the strangest thing you saw at a funeral?
A big fight amongst the people next to us. They had to call in 8 cop cars and 3 ambulances.
Come
on. Oh, my gosh.
So this is the service you're at or the next door? Because, you know, a lot of funeral homes have got
door,
more than...
The next door. I mean, this was at the cemetery.
Oh.
At the cemetery.
Oh my gosh!
So they're like rolling around in the grass.
Yes, they were taking their clothes off. They were taking the guys were taking their shirts off, ready to fight.
Oh.
It was unbelievable.
Here's the thing. Honestly, all right, if you're willing to get into a fist fight out at the bar or out at a party or in a cemetery on the grass, what's the point of removing your shirt? All right? You're already going to lose all your dignity there already. What does a grass stain matter? It means nothing at that point.
Yeah. We got the scoop of what was going on. One of the family that was burying this man, we're just going to put him in the ground. And when the other the rest of the family showed up. They thought he was going in the mausoleum.
Oh, my God.
And they didn't want him to go into the ground. And that's what the big fight was for.
Oh, I mean, that is a crazy reason to throw down.
Yeah.
1-800-330-9999. Strangest, craziest thing you saw happen at a funeral. Strangest thing you ever saw happen at a funeral. 1-800-330-9999. Tana and Raven. I was at a funeral procession recently, and the person at the green light that was waiting for the procession to go by was giving all of us the middle finger because we were holding them up. Strange. Yeah.
I felt odd. I was at a memorial service a couple weeks ago, and we were posing for photos. We got the urn, and then there's like all of us there. With the, yeah, it was a little bit odd. But you know what? These stories are fun to tell. We need a little bit of levity when you're thinking about putting one of your friends back.
Yeah, 1-800-330-9999. What crazy thing did you see that happened at a funeral?
The body in the coffin. He was a big guy, so he was too big for the coffin. And they had a cigar that was about 10 inches, one big black cigar, and a beer can rested on his stomach. It was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life.
During the wake, you're saying the cigar and the beer can sitting straight up on his stomach.
Yeah.
I mean, that's...
He was laying there with a beer and a cigar.
That's not like he's taking it with him. That's more like, hey, I got to put this down somewhere. Right. This guy is a coffee table.
But you know how you go up and you kneel and you say a prayer?
Yeah.
Imagine you're kneeling down in front of a cigar and a beer can.
Right.
Yeah. Right. Who has the permission to crack that thing open?
Right.
I put a pack of Marlboro Reds in with my grandfather when he died. We used to fight him at the end to stop smoking.
Yeah.
And finally, I'm like, he's been smoking since he was 12 years old. And I put that pack right in there. So here, no, you can take this with you. Hi, Anna and Raven. What did you see that happened at a funeral?
I was 7 years old in school. One of my classmates died. And the nuns walked us from the school classroom to his home to see him.
Whoa.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that's not traumatic for a child. Can you imagine?
Well, I mean,
7 years old. I remember it now.
You never forget that.
You never forget that. Did anybody call your parents beforehand? I can imagine my mom being like, hell no.
I mean, don't you have to sign the slip for the field trip?
Yeah, all the rules changed after that.
Yeah, but listen, the nuns were in charge. That was it.
Right. You're yep. right. They certainly
okay,
were.
Have a good day.
You thank too. You. Take care. My gosh.
A lot of places they still are. That's crazy.
Can you imagine getting that email from the principal? Anna and Raven, what did you see happen at a funeral?
All right. I was at a funeral when I was little with my brother-in-law. It was an Irish funeral, and I guess it's tradition. They try to dance with the corpse.
I've heard something like
no,
this.
No.
No, yeah, I've
like
heard
Last
this.
Dance with Mary Jane?
Yeah, I mean, I did. Yeah. So, I mean... The one guy went over there, he was pretty fired up, and it was his sister, so he wanted, you know, they were older, and he was ready to do it, but they didn't let him do it, but well, they were ready, and I heard that's what they do at these funerals.
Oh, my gosh. I've seen the ones where they bury him, like, standing up in their boxing apparel. There was that guy in Puerto Rico last year, a biker on his Harley, but dancing around with him like Weekend at Bernie's before you put him in the crowd.
Hard pass on that. Anna and Raven, what's that weird thing you saw that went down at a funeral?
I went to my nephew father's funeral, and they had all of the phones up, and they were playing Shine the Light on them all at the same time, like it was a club. It was so out of control.
Oh, my God, like a concert, right? Yeah. Right. Put your cigarette lighters up.
Yes.
Right. Wait. Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Imagine you're at a funeral and
that
they break
weird,
out.
That is weird, man.
They got the wave going.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you get to decide who's right. Andrew and Dana. Dana, let's start with you. What's going on?
Yeah, we've got a little disagreement going on at home right now revolving around our son, who is 24 and about to leave the house for the first time. He wants to take our family dog with him. And I think that that's a big problem. I just don't think it's right. I don't think it's right for the dog. The dog is 8 years old. He's been at our home the entire time. It's not that I'm just attached to him, because I am, but I think, like, you know, the dog only knows this home. This is where he's comfortable. The right thing to do is keep the dog, and the rest of the family has different opinions.
Well, I think there's some other issues that you could bring up, too. But, Andrew, what's your side of this?
We gave the dog to him as a gift on his 16th birthday. So it became his buddy, you know, his pal, his doggy. They grew up together, hung out together, and he wants to take the dog with him. So
yeah, to a bachelor pad.
It's not even a... He gets to be with who he loves. Both of them do. And that's what dogs are for. And there's be a lot of guys that take care of him. He'll be like the mascot. He'll be the cool dog that gets to live in with all the guys, you know? I just don't think, and not to mention it gives us a certain amount of freedom in our lives to have the dog go with him.
Yeah,
I love the dog too, but it's good.
I mean, I understand what you're saying, but I mean, you're moving out for the first time. It's a lot of responsibility when you first get out there at your first place, you know. For some people, that can be overwhelming. Exactly. Other people, they're totally fine. It is a lot of responsibility to take the family pet with them. I mean, even if you gave it to him.
Like I said, he's moving into basically a bachelor pad with some of his other friends. It's not like he's moving out to live in a big house by himself. It's like going to be an apartment, you know, with friends that they're all guys living. Like, you know what I mean? And I just think the right thing to do for the dog is to keep him in a big home where he's used to. I think it would be too traumatic for him.
Yeah.
Plus, I took care of the dog the entire time my son was at college. So,
I'm sorry. He's not 11 anymore. He's 24 years old. How can you give him a gift and then say, oh, you know what? We don't want you to have the gift after all.
Well, what we do is ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Dana, that you have to do what's in the best interest of the puppy. And if he has grown up in your home for the last 8 years, then he should stay there. But they may see Andrew's side, too. It is your son's dog. And if he is moving out on his own and he wants to take the dog with him, then you're going to have to, Dana, let him go. He can come back and visit with him every single day, but it still has to go home with him. Do you both agree to listen what our audience has to say?
Yep. Yeah, I'm curious.
Great. Give us a call. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. You can text, too. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
We're in the Couples Court. It's a tough decision. Andrew and Dana have a 24-year-old son that's finally moving out. All that is great. Here's the issue, is that for their son's 16th birthday, they had gotten him a puppy. Well, now the puppy is 8 years old and has lived with them. And Dana says, no, you're not taking your puppy with you now that you're moving out. The dog stays with us. It's been living here for 8 years. But Andrew says, you got to let him take him. It's his dog.
Well, I feel like, you know, again, the kid's been gone for 4 years at college. He wants his dog back. He wants his best friend back. But you got to remember that dogs, like kids, it's all about structure. Everything is timed a certain way. Your dog wags his tail when he knows it's time for dinner. Your dog wags his tail when he knows it's time for a milk bone. He tells you when he has to go to the bathroom. You take him out of that environment and all those things change.
Yeah, let's check the text line. You could always call or text 1-800-330-9999. This text says, a dog should stay with the family. A dog is a living thing, and decisions should be made in its best interest and not because it was, and I quote, a gift. Okay? I'm on Andrew's side. It will be difficult for the dog either way, whether the dog is moving or staying there when their son moves out. The dog is his. He should decide where the dog lives.
Again, son hasn't been living there for 4 years, so that kind of changes
it. But he's been home a couple of years. You didn't graduate last week, right?
I mean, that's what she said.
What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Dana and Andrew have a 24-year-old son that is finally moving out. Hooray for that. The only problem, he wants to take his dog with them.
It's been 8 years now that they've had the dog. It was a gift initially. He went away for college for 4 years, but now that he's actually leaving for good, he says, this is the time. This is my dog, Dad. Dad's with him. Mom says, no way.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court, Anna and Raven.
I'm on the husband's side today. I understand where Raven's coming from because I love my doggies too, and I understand the changes for the dog. But when my daughter went away to college, you didn't realize how much they actually missed her and needed her until she came home and he would put everything to his home. I think if that's his puppy and they're that close, you should be able to take him with him.
That's it. You and I are no longer friends.
Nah.
Thank you for calling, though.
Thank you.
Not my friend anymore. Nope.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
Hi, I'm on his side. I don't think that the dog is a piece of furniture or a toy. I think it's an animal, and you don't know how these other guys are going to treat it. Maybe after he establishes himself in his apartment, if he can take care of it at that time, then he can take it at a later date.
So you're on her side then, because she wants the dog to stay in their house. He wants to send the dog with their son.
Yes, I'm on her side. Sorry.
That's all right. Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate your passion.
And on Raven, whose side are you on this morning?
The son. Let the son take the dog and enjoy life.
I feel bad for the mom, right?
Yeah, I mean, I do. The biggest concern, obviously, like we said, is for the dog, right?
Yeah.
So it's all about the dog. I mean, taking a dog out of its home after 8 years without the rest of its family there, the kid's been away at college, even though he loves the kid, what's his work schedule like? What's the dog's day like? It's going to be difficult.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Andrew, our audience agreed with you this morning. It stinks, Dana, but if it's his dog and he wants to move out and take his dog with him, you have to at least give him the opportunity. Who knows? If he's moving into a bachelor pad, like you said, the novelty may wear off pretty quickly, but you have to at least give him the option. He's an adult.
Thank you. I think you're gonna see it make sense. It's his pooch. They're buddies, and they'll be fine together.
Yeah, I guess so. And worst comes to worst, if not, we can take the dog back.
Exactly.
Well, that's true.
Exactly.
And I don't think that there's anything wrong with you going over there to visit a couple times that first weekend to really see what's the situation. Does he really have a handle on this? Is he really going to be able to do it, right? Because you do want to keep the best interests of the dog at hand.
Yeah.
It's not a puppy. It's a grown-up dog, and he knows what he should do for it. I don't think he'll neglect it. There's no way. Right. He loves the dog.
If you have a problem, too, send an email, couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
It's Anna and Raven. What's your first name?
Nathan.
Hey, Nathan, you are up. We have $2,100 on the line. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure. Good luck there, Nathan.
All right, Nathan, here's how it works. Raven's walking out of here. When that big old studio door closes, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You've got 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring him back in and ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, $2,100. You ready to do it?
Oh, I'm ready.
Number 1, Toy Story's director Lee Unkrich settled a debate on Twitter and said that yes, the toys in the Toy Story in Toy Story can die. They are not immortal. How sad is that? Anyway, what's the name of the cowgirl doll in Toy Story?
Jessie.
Number 2, U.S. Marshals are auctioning off clothing that was supposed to be sold at the ill-fated Fyre Festival. Billy McFarland and what rapper were the founders of the Fyre Festival?
Ja Rule.
Number 3, he's always in the news lately, and once again, Dwayne Johnson in the news because he has bought the XFL from Vince McMahon. What does XFL stand for?
Extreme Football League.
Number 4, Splash Mountain at Disney World has some drama this past weekend when one of the log flumes sunk. Splash Mountain is actually being redesigned to be themed as The Princess and the Frog. Where does that movie take place?
Don't know.
And number 5, Ellen's wife, Portia de Rossi, has stood up for her wife and shared an image on social media stating that she, and I quote, stands by Ellen. What show did Portia play the character Lindsay alongside Jason Bateman and Will Arnett?
Arrested Development.
Nice job, Nathan. Let me bring Raven back in. Raven!
Yo!
Hey.
Nathan did great. You got 4 out of 5.
4 out of 5 is pretty good.
All right.
Hey.
Number 1, Toy Story's director Lee Unkrich settled a debate on Twitter and said that, yes, the toys in Toy Story could die. They are not immortal.
That is sad.
It is sad.
I always picture them just being put back together.
Yeah. What's the name of the cowgirl doll in Toy Story?
I'm going to confess, I was in the car yesterday, so even I heard the cheat sheet.
Oh, you cheater. You're not supposed to
I'm
listen.
Sorry. Her name's Jessie.
Oh, what kind of nonsense
and I didn't
is
know.
That?
And I didn't know.
You can't listen to the cheat sheet.
I mean, I'm a free person listening to the radio out there. People should all listen.
Number 2, U.S. Marshals.
Oh, that's not good.
That is not good.
I'm sorry.
I'm taking that up with the bosses later. Number 2, U.S. Marshals are auctioning off clothing that was supposed to be sold at the ill-fated Fyre Festival. Billy McFarland and what rapper were the founders of the Fyre Festival?
Ja Rule, of course. Come on.
Number 3, he's always in the news lately. Dwayne Johnson has bought the XFL from Vince McMahon. What does XFL stand for?
Oh, Extreme Football League?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, that's just a guess.
It's a good guess.
Yeah.
Number 4, Splash Mountain at Disney World had some drama this weekend when one of the log flumes sunk. Splash Mountain is actually being redesigned to be themed as The Princess and the Frog. Where does the movie take place? Final answer, please.
Hawaii?
No, New Orleans. You need this last one to tie, Nathan. Okay?
All right. $2,100, Nathan. Here we go.
Ellen's wife, Portia de Rossi, has stood up for her wife and shared an image on social media stating that she stands by Ellen. What show did Portia play the character Lindsay alongside Jason Bateman and Will Arnett?
Arrested Development.
Ugh.
Oh. I never watched a single episode of that show.
He's got a forfeit that one.
I don't know.
Do you think I got a forfeit?
I mean, he's allowed to listen to the cheat sheet. It is the radio.
That's true. I'm sorry, Nathan. Better luck next time.
All right, Nathan. I'm going to hook you up with an Anna and Raven t-shirt. Hold on the line.
I mean, that'll feel good.
Oh, and I'm going to throw another $100 in the pot. Tomorrow's jackpot, $2,200. You can't listen to the cheat sheet. That's not fair.
It's just by chance I was in the car.
All right, make sure you get the cheat sheet so you can have the advantage tomorrow. I'll give you the first two answers to tomorrow's five pop culture questions. That's coming up at noon and 5:30.